Chapter 7 Into the Sky. I wonder what riches are waiting for us up there, Jack says once we're outside. He shields his eyes from the sun as he tilts his head back. There are bags of gold coins, a goose that lays golden eggs, and a magical harp that plays the most beautiful music all by itself, I say. Really? Jack asks excitedly. Oh, wow. My mum and I could buy so much with all that gold. I can't even imagine what it would feel like to go to bed without my stomach growling. I'm always hungry. I feel so bad for Jack and his nice mum. Hungry, tattered clothes, falling apart chairs. The more I think about what it would be like to go to bed hungry, the more I know I did the right thing by trading Prince. For a night, anyway. What's the first thing you'll eat with your riches? Jonah asks Jack. Definitely the fish and chips from the market. Smells so good, Jack answers, with extra vinegar. And for dinner, bangers and mash from the White Duck and the Black Horse. I've never eaten in a restaurant before. Well, not since my dad died when I was little. Aw, poor Jack. What are bangers? Jonah asks. Would I like them? And what's mash? If you like sausage, Jack explains, you like bangers. That's what they are. And mash is just our shortened way of saying mashed potatoes. Jonah grins. I love mashed potatoes. Jack high-fives Jonah. Well, the two of us will have a proper sit-down meal once we have our gold coins. What about me? Feeling a little left out here. And you too, of course, Abby, Jack says sheepishly, reading my mind. Yeah, Abby, you can come too, Jonah says, beaming at Jack. Gee, thanks, Jonah. So let's go get your riches, Jonah says, leaping onto the beanstalk. He grabs a hold of a side sprout and propels himself up. I'm a really good climber, he adds, glancing back at us. The higher, the funner, Jack says with a grin. Funner might not be a word, but it should be. Jonah cracks up laughing. You're so funny, Jack. Isn't he so funny, Abby? Jonah calls down. He puts one hand on his belly and guffaws. Jonah used to think I was funny. And I am funny. I try to think of a good joke about beanstalks or climbing, but I can't think of anything. It's hard to be funny on command. Jonah, two hands on the side stocks, please, Jack calls up, for safety. I frown. That's my line. I'm the one who watches out for Jonah. Kay, Jonah calls back, carefully putting both hands on the side stocks. Ready, Abby? Jack asks me. Just put your foot on the bottom sprout and... I've got this, I say quickly. I'm sure you do, he says. He gives me a supportive smile and a wink. Ugh, can't I just be annoyed at Jack in peace without him doing something cute? I walk over to the stalk and gingerly put one foot on the bottom sprout. Do I really have to climb up ahead of Jack? First of all, I hate climbing. Second of all, I'll probably make weird huffing noises like I do in gym. Third of all, I'm kind of scared. But there's no way I want Jack to know that. Abby's a little scared of heights, Jonah calls down. Good thing you're here in case she falls. Oh, thanks again, Jonah. I won't let you fall, Abby, Jack says kindly. I am not going to fall, I say, my voice firm. I adjust my foot on a bottom sprout, then grab a top sprout and press down with my foot. Seems pretty sturdy. Well, here goes. I start climbing. Huh. It's really not that hard since there are so many places to grab onto and for my feet to go. It's actually almost fun. If you don't look down. Do not look down. Do not look down. Even if cute Jack is below me. Especially because cute Jack is right below me, climbing up effortlessly. The last thing I want to do is get distracted by him and slip right off the beanstalk. Wow! Jonah calls from way up high. I can see all of Trade Town from up here. There's the market, he adds, pointing. Do not look down, I warn myself. You will freak out. Just keep looking up and make sure your feet are steady. A cloud brushes past, and I can only see parts of Jonah up ahead. I see one of his sneakers, then it disappears as he gets higher. A cloud? How high are we anyway? Hey, guys! Jack calls up from below me. How do we know where all that treasure is? Is it on some cloud? No, it's in the castle! Jonah shouts down. What castle? I hear Jack ask. The one the giant man and his giant wife live in, Jonah yells down. Oh, that castle, Jack says. Please tell me you're kidding. Oh, boy. Oh, no. How could I have been so thoughtless? The giant killed Jack's dad. We should have told him we were going to that giant's castle. I mean, I know there's no such thing as giants, Jack says with a laugh. You two crack me up, he adds. Now I'm confused. No such thing as giants? Oh, right. Jack doesn't know the giant killed his father. That's what the fairy tells Jack. I wonder when we'll meet her. I hope she'll be sparkly. Jonah, when you get to the top, Jack calls up to him, stay behind a cloud. Don't rush in until we make a plan. Good idea, Jonah shouts down to him. He sticks out his arm and gives Jack a thumbs up. Before I can even tell Jonah to hold on with both hands, Jack shouts it up for me. Oh, yeah. Thanks for looking out for me, Jack, Jonah calls, grabbing onto a side sprout. Humph. Jack is coming up with all the ideas and watching out for my little brother. I'm not sure I like this. I mean, I complain about having to do both all the time, but still, it's my thing. Everything okay, Abby? Jack asks me. I realize I've stopped climbing. All good, I say, and propel myself up. Up and up and up I climb through the clouds, which are getting smaller and fluffier. I let myself take one peek down with one eye open. Below me, I can just make out Jack's little wood house and the fence and barn, but they're getting smaller and smaller. I can see the town and the stone buildings and cobblestone alleyways and the market. But I'm soon above a cloud, and suddenly clouds are all I can see below me. Clouds and the top of Jack's head as he climbs up. Another cloud floats past me, except this cloud is bright pink. I look up into the blue sky, and there's an orange cloud. I look to my left, and oh, wow. The clouds up here are every color of the rainbow. Apple green, every shade of blue, bright red, and lemon yellow. And now a purple one floats by. Hey, guys! Jonah calls down. The clouds are all different colors. I see, I say as a striped red and white cloud moves past the beanstalk. Another cloud has black and white polka dots. Awesome, Jack says. I've never seen anything like this before. I get to the top and gasp. The clouds up here are not only all different colors, but some are in the shape of animals. There's a cat and a giraffe, and even a llama. As the cloud animals float by us, a castle appears up ahead. It rests on a giant white cloud, and unless I'm seeing things, the castle is made out of clouds! Fluffy, puffy, cream-colored clouds instead of stone or whatever else castles are usually made of. It's a small castle as far as castles go, but incredibly tall. It must be at least 100 feet high. It's definitely a castle for giants.
Wow, Jack says, staring at it. There really is a castle, and it's enormous.
There's a reason for that, I say.
A good reason, Jonah says. Giants live here.
Come on, Jack says. There's no such thing.
Sure, I've heard people tell stories about giants, but everyone knows they're just make-believe.
Actually, they're not, I say. A giant really does live here. Two, actually.
I'll believe it when I see it,
Jack says as a blue and green striped cloud floats past him. Boy, is he going to be surprised. For a few seconds, we all just stare at the puffy, wispy, yet sturdy-looking cloud castle in awe. How is it even standing?
Just in case there is a giant, Jack says, I'd better think of a plan about getting into the castle. Give me a few seconds.
Sure, Jack, Jonah says, beaming at him. I bet your plan will be amazing. I cross my arms over my chest. I've already got a plan, I say.
You do? Jack asks.
Yes. I was thinking of one the whole way up. When I wasn't worried about falling and turning into Abby Mash on the ground.
Maybe we should hear Jack's plan first, Jonah says.
He hasn't even thought of one, I say with an edge.
I'd like to hear Abby's idea, Jack says.
Right answer, kid.
Yeah, me too, Jonah says, smiling at Jack.
I give Jonah the side eye. Okay, guys, I say. Here's what should happen. If we knock on the door, the giant's wife will probably answer.
The giant has a wife?
Jack asks, looking at us in shock. Yes, I say. I don't know her name, but she's supposed to be nice.
A nice giant is a good thing, Jonah adds with a nod.
Very true. But whatever you do, I caution, do not let her husband see you. In fact, if the husband answers the door, run. When the wife goes into another room, we'll each take something and run out, like the coins or the harp or the goose.
Wait, Jack says, we're stealing from a nice giant lady?
When he puts it that way, I kind of realize that that is exactly what we're about to do. Here's the thing, I say to Jack. The giant's wife may be nice, but the giant, not so nice. He's the opposite of nice.
Ah, got it, Jack says.
So if we take a bag of gold coins, I say, we're really just taking what he stole from someone else. That's what I heard anyway.
It's true. Makes sense to me, Jack says. And the most important thing is getting 5 coins to pay back that traitor for your dog.
He's exactly right. And how amazing is it that even though he's about to get really rich, he's still thinking about Prince? So amazing.
You're so right, Jack, Jonah says. The most important thing is getting Prince back.
Even though I just thought the same thing, I roll my eyes. I hate that I'm feeling kind of jealous. My brother is treating Jack the way he used to treat me, like the one who knows everything. I like being the one who knows everything, but Jack does know a lot of stuff too. Is it possible to have a crush on someone and feel jealous of them at the same time? This is so confusing.
Then let's go,
Jack says, marching up the cloud walkway between the beanstalk and the castle. The walkway is not exactly what I'm used to. It's made out of fluffy green clouds that look like grass and is lined with cloud flowers of every color. Finally, we make it to the front door of the castle. It's arched and made out of blue clouds that look like marshmallows stuck together. I reach out a hand to touch the door to see if it'll feel like cotton or marshmallows, but the door feels like wood. Strange. I knock on the door. It barely makes a sound.
Guys, help me, I say to Jonah and Jack. We have to be loud.
We all hit the door again and again.
Finally, the door opens. I see a pair of shoes at my eye level. They are not made out of clouds. They're just normal shoes. Purple velvet slippers, actually. We all look up. Way up. Way, way, way up. The giant's wife is standing there. She's at least 50 feet tall. She's wearing a long silver skirt and a multicolored sweater. As far as I can tell, her clothes aren't made out of clouds. She has a long gray braid down one shoulder, brown skin, round cheeks, and big brown eyes.
"Well, hello down there," she says. "Lovely day, isn't it?"
"Yes," I say. "For once, it's not all misty and drizzly."
"We're above the clouds," the giant's wife says. "The weather changes moment to moment. I'm Philippa."
"I'm Abby, and this is my brother Jonah, and that's our friend Jack." I curtsy. It seems like the right thing to do.
"Wow, you really are a giant," Jack says.
He curtsies too. Philippa beams.
"There aren't many of us," she explains. "Just 100 left across giantums in the skies. But yes, we do exist."
"Wow," Jack says again. Jonah curtsies just like Jack did.
"Aren't you darling?"
Philippa exclaims, her enormous hand coming down toward Jonah's head. My brother's eyes widen. Uh-oh. Thankfully, Philippa gives him a very gentle pat with her pinky. Whew. She smiles at all of us.
"I thought I was gonna be a pancake," Jonah whispers to me.
"I'm glad you're not," I whisper back.
"Well, come in, the three of you," she says. "I love having some company, since my husband sleeps half the day away.
But be quiet.
You don't want to wake a sleeping giant."
No, we don't. She pulls the door open wide. We walk into a hallway and follow Philippa into the kitchen. Nothing inside the castle seems to be made of clouds. There's a wooden table the size of our school's soccer field, and the chairs are like 10 couches put together.
"I just made some vanilla scones if you're hungry," Philippa says.
"I'd love a scone," I say, because I would, and we need to buy some time. While Philippa is getting the scones, we can look for the bags of gold coins. I wonder if we'll see the goose that lays the golden eggs and the magical harp.
"Oh, where are my manners?" Philippa says. "You probably want to sit down for a bit. My husband is in the process of building a dollhouse for his little niece in another giantum. I'll just go get the kitchen set from that. The table and chairs will be just the right size for you three. Stay put, dears. Back in a jiff."
She leaves the room, the thudding of her feet booming in our ears. "Wow, she's super nice," I say.
"Very," Jonah agrees.
"And the giant is building a dollhouse for his niece? How sweet."
"I sure would love a scone," Jack says, rubbing his stomach. "My mum likes to bake, but we never have enough flour or eggs for biscuits or cakes."
That's sure going to change. Which reminds me, we need to look for the coins while Philippa is out of the room and the giant is asleep. "Do you see big bags that might be full of coins anywhere?" I ask, looking all around the kitchen. The problem is that I can barely see on top of anything. We're teensy in the giant's house. Jack climbs one of the chair legs and hangs onto the side like a pirate on a ship. He looks around.
"I don't see any bags."
"Maybe they keep the gold coins in the living room," I suggest. "Quick, let's look." But before I can even turn around, I hear a really weird sound. A sniffing sound, like someone is smelling the air.
Sniff. Sniff, sniff.
I look at Jonah and Jack.
Thud. Thud, thud, thud.
Oh, no.
"What's that noise?"
Jonah asks, covering his ears.
I've never even heard thunder that loud, Jack says.
Thud, thud, thud.
It sounds like Philippa's heavy footsteps, only much, much louder. What could it be?
Thud, thud, thud.
The sound is coming closer.
Fee, fi, foo, fum.
Booms a very loud man's voice.
I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Crumbs. I guess we woke the sleeping giant.